everyone. Welcome back to Beneath the Kotatsu. My name is An, and next to me is my co-host, James.
Hey, everybody.
Yep, so today we are debuting our VTuber model. So basically what happened is I learned, basically watching VTubers, I was like, hey, I want to make my own. So I downloaded Live2D, and I was like, okay, well, let's make some models. And I really wanted to try to make some models or whatever. And honestly, I could say that the program is pretty easy to use if you understand basic, I think, After Effects and stuff like that. But it is very technical, and there's a lot of stuff, like, if you don't know how to do it, it's pretty, I don't know, it's pretty weird. So if you're listening to this through the podcast, and you want to watch us talk through our VTuber models, link in the description down there.
Head over to the YouTube.
Yep, down there. Whoa. And then go over to YouTube and you can watch us. So, James, what has been experience with your VTuber model?
I've been having fun with it. I like my arms. They're a little bit expressive. I like how you created the constant randomly changing color for my orb, my mouth orb. What are we, celestial creatures, right? Is that the theme that you made for both of these?
Yeah, so
like galaxies.
Yeah, my idea was like I wanted to make something not humanoid. So
yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a non-humanoid VTuber. I've seen animals and stuff like that. I've seen monsters.
I mean, you got your like plethora of like furries and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've seen like slimes and something like that, but nothing like celestial bodies. And basically for mine, my inspiration for my VTuber was like basically that episode of Futurama.
The one with God and Bender.
Yeah, where Bender meets God.
Yeah, I can totally see that. You know what it also reminds me of? Do you watch that Rick and Morty show where there's a floating gas cloud that's singing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it also reminds me of that a little bit.
I
forget who sung it. Jeremy Clement was... Yeah, that's who it was. It was really good. I love that guy.
I think if anyone wants to try to make their own VTuber, I would definitely give it a try. I learned the basics in about one day. I learned probably intermediate stuff in about 2 or 3 days. And then pretty much for our models, there's really like that. It took me probably four days to figure out like specific riggings of how to do our models, because there's no real tutorials on how to do these type of models, because
definitely not. It's a wild west.
Yeah, and most of them are humanoid. I wouldn't say it's too wild west, because most of the humanoid ones are pretty documented,
established.
Yeah, and you can pretty much,
that's true,
you know, easily figure out what to do with the models. All right, so going to the heart of the actual podcast today. We wanted to, well, James, I hope you're ready to defend yourself. All right.
Hold on a sec. I feel like I'm going to be using this expression a lot this episode. if anybody doesn't realize, it's I changed a sad expression on my rig.
Okay.
On my character.
So basically we were, before, what was it? Like 2-3 days ago, we're like, well, what are we gonna talk about? And we were deciding, you know, we should do a movie, an anime, whatever. And James over here is like, well, you know what? I just watched the Rurouni Kenshin movie on Netflix.
Yeah, it was fun.
You said it was good, and we should totally do a podcast about it. And I'm like, so my rebuttal to you was,
what's your rebuttal?
My rebuttal was, I don't know. I haven't seen the Rurouni Kenshin anime in a while, so I don't.
You don't need to.
I don't know. I don't know what it's about. And you told me you don't need to, because the movie the movie tells you exactly.
It basically does.
Yeah. That was a total and complete lie. Don't listen.
Why? Why?
Because it starts off like, not only did you not figure out that this is the final movie of a 4-part series.
Yeah, but as a just casual viewer, like if you were to watch John Wick, you could just watch John Wick 3 and
no,
be fine
no, no,
with
John
that.
Wick,
Man
John
with Sword,
Wick, you
Revenge.
Definitely need the story. You definitely need the story
nah,
for it to
don't.
Be good.
You do like, not
even,
need the story.
Even though
for
it's
John
a
Wick.
Simple story, I think that's what makes it good because without the story,
you could take this as a simple story.
Without the story, it's basically just a bunch of gunfights. It's cool. I do agree that John Wick is cool on its own.
Gunfights,
it's a bunch of cool gunfights.
Yeah, John Wick.
Yeah. But, like, you need to know why he's doing it, you know? He's doing it for his wife, he's doing it. And the story progresses throughout the movie. Like, when I jumped into this movie, I immediately figured something wasn't right in the first 10 minutes.
What?
You didn't even know this was a four-part series. You didn't even know this was a four-part series until I told you.
Like, when I originally watched Rurouni Kenshin, I straight up watched that show. Like, so the way, when I grew up, I had two episodes of Rurouni Kenshin back to back. For some godforsaken reason, in the country that I was staying, they would show one episode of one arc, then immediately they'd show like the episode of an entirely different arc. I was like, what the fuck is going on? But I like after watching so many episodes, I realized, you know, Man with Sword, you know, scars on his face because he doesn't want to kill people, I guess. Or I believe Tomoe's husband inflicted the first scar on his face, and then Tomoe the second one, like canceling each other.
No, but you at least know some of the story. For me, I was like, I haven't like
it was revealed in the movie.
I know that they had flashbacks to movies we didn't even watch. And I was like, what the fuck are these flashbacks?
That's fine.
What?
You don't need to watch it.
Like,
that's what
I didn't understand a single thing that was happening throughout. Like
they had flashbacks.
Like 80%,
they assumed people wouldn't watch it.
Like,
look, if Netflix wanted you to watch three, they would have put it on. They would have bought it.
That's coming from that's coming from a guy that didn't know this was a 4-part movie until I said something was off about it.
Hey, I knew it was a 4-part movie the moment I finished the movie and googled
it. No. I remember I was
look, it's called The Final. Is the final part of Rurouni Kenshin. That's what I assumed.
I knew something was off in the first 10 minutes when I was like, what the fuck am I watching? What is the story for this?
It doesn't need a story.
Can you imagine telling someone like, hey, wait. What was that anime you just finished? The boxing one?
Yeah,
fuck that anime. You don't need the story. I just want the boxing. So don't watch season 2. Season 2 was trash.
You'd watch season 1.
Yeah, just watch boxing. I don't care about the story.
Well, look. If we all watched movies the same way, shit would be boring. We'd be robots. Right?
Like, no.
So we need opinions. That's fine.
But I'm saying, like, you shouldn't go... Like, this should not be your first Rurouni Kenshin movie. Like, I feel like you should watch this. This is definitely you should watch this in order.
No. You could completely just watch the third one. It's like, all right, that was fucking cool. I want to go watch the other ones. Why? Because, like, why is Rurouni Kenshin the way he is? Because, you know,
but
he used to be,
Mato
Sai, the Manslayer, right?
They killed off, like, 4 people that I was like, why are they making these deaths so, like... Because when I was watching, I was like, why are they making these deaths so important? Apparently, you know, he helped them out in the first couple of movies, and that's why they're so important. Now, I didn't understand that. I was like... These people are...
What character?
So, the first guy is the owner of the dojo.
Yeah.
He says that this dojo has gotten off, you know, its feet in the last 12 years. I was like, what does that even matter? Apparently, he helped him out in the first couple of movies.
That's fine.
I didn't understand that until I actually read the synopsis of the first couple of movies. I'm like, okay.
Look,
that part makes a lot more sense now.
I went into this movie the same way I go into John Wick, the same way I went into The Protector, the same way I went into the Jet Li's The One. Movies like that, like kung fu movies, sword fighting movies. Hell, The Riot Redemption was also a type of movie. And I watched it just like that, and I completely enjoyed it. There's no reason to... If you want
like,
the whole
you
story,
said the only reason you
your
liked
type
the movie.
Of they sure go back and watch the other three.
Like the only reason you said you liked the movie was the fights, right? There was only like three
fights.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
There was only 3 fights.
The
majority of it was storytelling, and you needed to know the story.
Dude, those were long segments.
To quote you specifically, you said, the story don't matter. It's all about the fights.
It don't.
But I would say the story 100% matters.
Of course it does. To any story, the plot matters. But for this movie, you can watch it and not care about the story at all. That's completely fine. Netflix, imagine.
I know you don't care about the story, but I feel like a lot of people, like, if I was going to recommend someone this movie, I would not. I would tell them, watch it in the series.
If you were a random person that's never seen Rurouni Kenshin before, you could watch this.
No, do not. If you were because a it fan will not, of because this, it will no. not make any sense to you.
It doesn't have to make
it
any sense.
It does need to make sense.
You find out what's happening.
Like, you
can experience this.
No, no,
like,
no. As a person, let's say I drag a person in randomly from the street, right? And I sit them down and say, watch this movie and tell you what you think. Like, some people will be like, okay, it's cool. There's a lot of sword fight, but I didn't understand the story at all. I feel like
it's a simple story. It's not complicated at all.
A story needs to make sense. Like, throughout the series.
It does make sense.
It does not make sense for half of it. I got the main story arc. Of the bad guy wants to kill him because he killed his sister. Okay, I understood that. But there is a bunch of other random story arcs that made no sense at all. Like,
but that's life, right? You live in an environment. What are you talking about? If you want to go and learn it, go and learn it. Experience those in a different timeline. It's just like if you were to watch a Gundam show, Gundam movies,
but
or
some Gundam
TV shows
but some
take
Gundam,
place in different parts of the timeline.
That makes sense. They take different parts in different timelines. That makes sense because they're in their own arc. This is a 4-part movie. And you're telling someone to skip
it's a whole adaptation.
So let me ask you, how many episodes of Tokyo Revengers have you watched?
Up to 15.
Okay.
It's not the same thing, because that one's time travel. You need time.
No. But that's
specifically
But that story, though. You don't need Tokyo Revengers. What if I just said, skip all the story in Tokyo Revengers? It's all about the fight scenes. There's a lot of fight scenes in there, right?
That's not the same.
That is the same. That is exactly what you just spouted back at me.
This is samurai fighting Shinsegumi cops.
I feel like
Barrett from Final Fantasy VII, raining fire.
You have different opinions basically on what. But that's basically what you're saying. You're saying, you know, skip the story.
This one,
but the story 100%
obviously
matters.
Enjoy the story.
Like, the story 100% matters.
Depends on who you are.
That's, I feel like a majority of people, like, I want people's real opinion on this. Like if you have a comment, I want you to leave like an actual comment about this, because I feel like James is over here saying, like, you can watch the episode 4 of the Rurouni Kenshin movie without watching the first 3, and you'll understand everything.
It's called the final.
Yeah, the final. Which is not actually the final. Yeah. There's another movie coming after the final called The Beginning, which makes no sense.
No, that came out in January, I think, didn't it?
No, it's in pre-production. Okay. It's part one. Part two, part three, and then the final, and then a pre-production called The Beginning, which I guess is like a restart to Rurouni Kenshin's life. I don't know if it's like a...
That's going back to where he was Batosai, right? Where he would kill
people. I don't know.
I
never read the synopsis. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're making a lot of assumptions for something you haven't read.
Hey, look, all you need is a quick Google.
Why don't you Google it? Google it and tell me what it's about.
All right, let's get it.
Let me know. Let me know.
Where's my celestial glasses?
I want the hot take.
My celestial glasses?
I want. Because basically what you're telling me is to, you know Attack on Titan? You don't need the last 3 seasons. Just watch the last season. The last season, the best part, has all the good fighting in it. Like, story? You don't need to know story. You'll get the gist of the story in the last season. That's all you need. You know, the first three seasons of the story? It's crap. Last season? You'll string it together by yourself. You'll know exactly what you're talking about. All the cool fights last season? Just watch that.
I guarantee you on the last season of... Attack on Titan, people didn't know what the fuck was going on at the start.
What do you mean? It followed right after season 3.
Release date: Rurouni Kenshin, The Beginning, April 23rd, 2021. Worldwide. Why does this say The Beginning? I think Wikipedia is incorrect, bro.
Wikipedia is incorrect?
Yeah. So I looked up Rurouni Kenshin, The Beginning. They have 2 separate entries for this. It says it's Netflix release.
Maybe it's Japanese release and American release. That's my guess for it.
No, it says April 23rd, Japan, worldwide, July 30th. But when I go to the final, that came out the same day, didn't it? It's probably somebody mistranslated the freaking article.
It actually came out like a day ago? Is that it? So yesterday?
June 18th, world ready release, the final.
Basically, it came after It came after the final, which
I looked it up on Netflix. I did not see that.
So I guess it's not out for US yet. It's not out for
Colombia. No, it says worldwide release on it.
I don't know. It's probably not out yet. When I looked it up, it was still in pre-production. Or maybe they pushed it back due to some reason.
Let me look it up on Netflix.
But I'm looking it up right now.
It's coming July 30th. Oh, it's not out yet.
Exactly.
It's definitely not out yet.
That's what I just said. It's still in pre-production.
Why would it be in pre-production? Because it's already past post-production.
Well,
it's coming out July 30th.
Okay, then it's coming out on July 30th, which means it's not out yet.
Yeah, this is like the beginning story. This is backstory for Rurouni Kenshin.
But I'm saying you should watch the first.
Man, they come out movies. Usually Netflix, like, they take their sweet time releasing something, but I guess because of the pandemic, maybe they release these in quick succession. Goddamn.
I mean, not really. If you think about it, the first movie was in 2012. The second and third were in 2014, really close together. And then the fourth one was in 2021. So, I mean, overall, I mean, the production value
was very high. The final was released in Japan this year, dude. 2021.
That's what I just said. A few months
later now, the beginning is released.
No, I'm saying part one was 2012. That's Reunification part one. That's the first movie. It's 2012. Part two and part three are in 2014. And part four, okay, part you would four. Know that if you watched the first couple three movies.
You didn't watch.
I didn't watch them either because someone said, "Oh, you don't need a you like." I didn't even know there was like three other movies. I thought you said it was like a standalone.
Look, if they cared about that, they would have released the beginning first, then the final.
How do you know that?
It's in the name.
Just because you didn't even know this was a four-part thing. Like, it's the fun. I knew something as often. I was like, why is it called the final when I first read it? I was like,
You don't need it, dude. You really don't.
You just contradicted yourself. Like, you just contradicted yourself by saying that they needed to release the beginning first.
They should have, but you don't need it. I didn't contradict
myself. You did contradict yourself. Both statements
are true.
You just said
both statements are true.
Both statements cannot be true. One has to be false.
Yeah, they can.
Have you
ever picked up a video game series in the middle of it?
That's impossible to do.
No. So let's say, for example, if you were to pick up Resident Evil 6 and you don't play the ones before it, what the fuck's going on? Virus, town, zombies, mutant creatures. Okay, I get it. Now I want backstory. Let me go back and play the other ones. All right, Resident Evil 1, Resident Evil 2. Oh, look, they made Resident Evil 0, the prequel
to the fucking thing. But wasn't Resident Evil, like, separate arcs, though, that follows different people?
No. No. It's all connected.
Is it? I've never played Resident Evil.
Yeah.
So, I guess technically, no.
A lot of people do story. Hey, we're going to do a prequel. Then take that.
I totally understand if they want to make a prequel. I highly understand if they want to make a prequel, which shows more backstory. That is understandable. But as a director of the Rurouni Kenshin movie, they want you to watch part one, part two, part three, and then the final part. You know, that makes sense. And then they want you to watch the beginning. That's how they want you to watch the movie in the series. Don't watch the final one. It's called final because it's the last one in the four-part series, and I guess the beginning is like a separate entity on its own where it's going to go back to his.
If it mattered to Netflix, they would have put it in the description. All it says is in 1979, Kenshin and his allies.
Are you really blaming it on Netflix and the description?
I'm not. I'm just. Even Netflix agrees with me. They would have said it would be like. Fourth
installation of how the is three, Netflix agreeing three with you?
People.
Look, yeah, I understand. Like,
because they know what's good. In the first 10 minutes,
I understood that this made no sense. This made no sense at all.
I think you're nitpicking to nitpick.
No, I am not nitpicking.
You didn't go into the movie enjoying it because you didn't watch it of your own volition.
I was all in on this like show. I was like, okay, let's see what it has. And then in the first 10 minutes, I was like. Why does this story make no sense? Like,
Did you not enjoy the first 10 minutes?
Why are they referencing stuff I don't understand?
How did you not enjoy the first 10 minutes? How are you going to know everything?
I wanted to understand the backstory of, like, why are they saying, like, these people's name and stuff like that? Because, like, whenever you watch a movie, you kind of understand that they're referencing back to some stuff.
What type of movies are you talking about? What genre?
Like, a lot of genres. Like, in okay, let's go back to John Wick. They do that all the time.
Yeah.
Like the arcing thing that follows, like one of the jokes that follows along throughout the movie is the pencil joke, right? He kills someone with a pencil, right? In the first movie, they reference it. In the second movie, like they kind of show it, like, and then he actually kills someone with the pencil. You know? And that's referencing back to the joke made in the first movie where it's like, oh, he killed someone with a pencil, you know? And you kind of follow that along because even though the fight was cool, you kind of want to understand what that fight even means. Like you're missing out on a lot of that. Like, why are these people attacking each other? Makes no sense. Why does this guy who owns a dojo getting killed? Makes no sense. He's just getting killed to get killed. But in the first couple of movies, Rurouni Kenshin helps him out. I guess he gets the dojo started, and that's, you know, why this part of the movie is so important. But to you, you're like, yeah, fuck that. I don't care about this. But it was like a good 30 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, it was a two-hour movie?
And like, the part where they destroy the inn, right?
The city?
The inn?
No, then.
Yeah. And you don't know why the inn is so important. I'm guessing it's in the first couple of movies why that inn is so important. Maybe that's the inn where he always hangs out, where he...
Or maybe it's just where Rurouni Kenshin is and they know that.
Like, it's... But we don't know.
He has a whole organization.
Like, that's the thing. Like, he probably helped that inn out.
He could easily have people telling him he's there. Like, they're straight up just targeting Rurouni Kenshin.
I understand they're targeting Rurouni Kenshin.
Everything else is collateral.
I understand they're targeting Rurouni Kenshin, right? I understand that. But the big part of that is that why did they target that inn specifically? Why did they know
because he was there? They thought
how did they
there,
know
maybe.
He's there? It's because he hangs
out.
They
probably had somebody. They
oh,
had
are you
scouts,
talking about
right?
story?
Probably.
Are you talking about story arc where they know he's there?
No, I'm talking about recon. They could have just had somebody scouting and running. Dude, they got a guy with a cannon on arm. You don't think he could really run fast as hell on top of a rooster or something and report back?
I mean, Rurouni Kenshin has
the
like a ninja.
The time lag that he probably ran back.
I mean, I want to know more about that ninja girl too. She was cool. But I'm just saying like that inn was probably
coming.
Really important.
Not really.
I'm just saying that inn was probably really important
it
in
was
the first couple of movies. Because that's probably where...
They bombed the whole city.
I know.
The whole
city. But that inn was the first place they bombed. I understood they bombed the whole city.
Because he was there. They showed he was there.
I know he was there, but I'm just saying like...
That's it. You don't need anything. You don't need deeper knowledge.
I need deeper knowledge. Like, I...
That's the difference between you and
you
me.
You just want to see the cool fights and stuff. But I, for me...
Yeah, of course.
For me, I feel
you
like I'm missing...
You didn't enjoy the first 10 minutes.
I did not enjoy
like
the first 10 minutes.
One of the... That was an amazing scene. How could you not?
I understood that it was a cool scene.
Yeah, of course. It's amazing. It's visual
look,
candy.
I'm not saying that the art directors and the set directors were bad. They were probably some of the best, you know, costume design, all that.
Oh, yeah. Without
a
doubt.
One of the best
without
I've ever seen. But I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just saying that you should not, like, as a recommendation, you should not ever recommend this movie as a first Rurouni Kenshin movie to somebody.
Oh, I will do it
because it's
just to spite you. I'm gonna recommend this movie.
So should
to
I
as
recommend
many people as I
should,
can.
So should I recommend like the Last Evangelion movie to someone?
You wouldn't know what the fuck.
Oh,
going on.
Oh,
that's
are
different.
You talking about story?
Evangelion is
no,
a completely
fuck, no, no, no. It's
story.
All it's all about the fights.
Yeah,
dude.
It
no,
is.
It's story is shit in Evangelion.
Yeah.
Dude. It's all
you
about the fights.
You didn't even see Evangelion the last.
No,
movie.
I don't care about the last movie. I just want to watch.
I think you're just saying that because you're salty.
I'm saying the same thing
not
you're saying.
Not every story is the same.
Oh,
you
really?
You can't say
it's
that sci-fi
same, huh?
and medieval stories type
nah,
settings
you're
political
just saying,
type
you're just saying
settings
that because you
same,
love
same
Evangelion.
Thing.
I'm speaking on the side of people who like Rurouni Kenshin.
I'm speaking in generalities. Not every story is the same.
Well,
some
that's
of
the difference between you and me, though. Like that's what you just said to me. That's exactly what you said to me.
The writers set it up in a certain way. They want people to just jump in and enjoy.
Are you sure?
That's why they had flashbacks. Why the fuck would they have flashbacks in a movie?
Why? Well, I'm sure they have flashbacks in the Evangelion movie, right?
Not to my recollection, not to any of them.
I mean, just, you know, guys, don't
never
don't.
In the
you don't
series,
need to watch the anime.
Sure.
Just watch the last movie of the Evangelion. You'll get the whole story.
Do
in
it
the last,
if you want.
In the last movie, that's
why would I get angry over how somebody watches a movie or a TV show?
But that's,
dude, I started Evangelion on episode 16, then I finished it at 24, then I went back and watched episode 1 through 15. And then I rewatched 16 through the last one.
But that's but how I'm I watched saying, Evangelion. Like, I'm not. It's I'm not saying
fine.
I'm,
enjoy it how you want.
I'm not
to.
Saying you should enjoy it how you want to. I'm saying it as me.
I feel like you're gatekeeping a little.
Coming from a person that's
story
saying,
maker
hey,
or something like that.
Don't recommend this movie. Don't recommend the last movie to somebody.
Recommend anything that you like. It's a beautiful movie.
But I'm saying
enjoy
like,
it as I
but
can.
But I'm saying is like don't recommend the last movie in a 4-part series to somebody. You know, I would say.
What if the first ones were not done well? How? Like, for example, I really like the Xenosaga games, right? First one has horribly aged. Second one is, by all accounts, trash to most people. Third one is the one to play by everybody, pretty much everybody's opinion that I've seen for that game. A lot of people just say, no, just play the third one.
But we don't, skip. But that's the thing. We don't know if the first three Rurouni Kenshin movies are bad, though. We haven't seen them.
I've heard
that's the thing.
Good.
We haven't seen them.
They're good.
Okay, then.
They're just as good, apparently.
That's what I'm saying, is that you shouldn't recommend the last movie to someone. Watch the first one.
Yeah,
if
you
they're
can.
All good, watch them in series. If the first one
you
is just as good
to.
As the last one,
this.
Watch them in series.
You could watch this one, watch those, and come back to this one and appreciate the parts and the connections of the characters later on. You don't need to watch it in order. There's no rule saying you have to watch everything in order.
If the story made a lot more sense, I would be more down on your side, right? Where it'd be like, okay, like just I'm separating Rurouni Kenshin in its own thing now, right? I'm not comparing it to anything
else. The whole point was Rurouni Kenshin and the guy getting his revenge. Everything else is just, you know, for people that have watched the original ones, you can obviously go back and watch the regular stuff, dude, the originals.
But that's what I'm saying is that the main story arc was only like maybe the last 20 minutes of the movie. This movie is 2 hours long. This movie is 2 hours long. In the first hour and 20 minutes, they were hinting at the final story arc about him fighting his brother, whatever.
It wasn't his brother.
It's brother-in-law or something like that.
Basically brother-in-law.
Yeah, so
yeah.
He's basically brother. But
that's the whole point. That's the brother-in-law getting revenge against Rurouni Kenshin.
That's the main story. You don't know that until like the last 20 minutes where they're like finish out the story where they string everything together. But you like did you know that's what they were trying to do in the first 10 minutes?
The first 10 minutes was entirely a train fight scene.
Exactly.
Where they arrested the guy.
Exactly.
You could straight up go on YouTube and just watch that clip alone, not give a shit about the story. That was entirely about the fighting on the train and the dude getting arrested.
Why? Why was he so mad? Why did he want to start a fight?
Because he killed his sister.
Oh, but you... Obviously. Oh, whoa.
You don't need to know that
at first. I know we don't need to know that, but...
Revelation comes later.
It was just a random fight.
Revelation isn't always at the start of it.
It was just a random
That's
fight.
That's exactly
to me,
right. It was a random fight.
And it made no sense because they're speaking dialogue to each other. I'm like, something Chinese,
by the way, aside
dialogue,
from dialogue...
And I was like, I don't understand any of this.
They had the Chinese... Like, you know how sometimes... Just as an aside... You know how you have subtitles for Chinese and Japanese, and some people decide to stack the Japanese and the Chinese at the same time. I really like that they didn't, you know, it was seamless, the subs for the Mandarin or Cantonese, whatever, you know, dialect of Chinese they were speaking, and the Japanese together. I really enjoyed that.
My favorite part about that is that, you know how it's shot in widescreen?
Yeah.
They actually used the whole widescreen and not just the movie part area.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I'm like, finally, someone gets it that you can use the entire, like, just because you shoot in widescreen doesn't mean your subs have to be inside the frame. You can use the black bars. That's allowed to you.
Yeah.
So I'm glad they did that. But I'm just saying that as someone who's like doesn't remember Rurouni Kenshin, and
you don't need to.
You definitely do need to know a little bit from the first original movies to get everything that's going on in this last movie. Yeah, it's a visual treat because of
what the, about an audio treat?
Because of
huh?
the
what
visual
audio
because
cheat
of
on?
The visual and the whatever. But I'm just saying, don't watch this as your first Rurouni Kenshin movie. Go back and watch the first three movies. because basically it's just like me saying you don't need to watch the first couple Evangelion movies, just watch the last one. You do need to understand story. It is very story driven.
Totally different story.
How is it different? Tell me.
Because Evangelion's fucking confusing as fuck from the get-go. Or you could just watch it like this. Robot monster fight.
That's exactly cool, what I'm saying.
Cool animation. That's all you need. You can just watch it like that if you want.
Exactly. Just watch it as a robot fight. That's all. Like, Evangelion movie.
I don't know how the robot fights look like.
It has good animation. Movie. We already know that Evangelion's going to have good animation. Just watch it for the cool animation and the robot 3D, fights.
Right?
I don't know. I don't remember. But yeah, I'm just saying.
Pretty sure it's going to be enjoyable.
But I'm saying, like, you're missing out on 90% of the content if you don't watch the first three movies of Rurouni Kenshin.
Not 90.
Because it, like, for most of the movie, I just didn't understand half the thing they were talking about.
I don't know how you didn't understand it, but okay. It's been a long ass time.
That's coming from a guy who didn't understand that this was a four-part movie until, like, until the very final.
They gave you enough to understand what was going on.
They gave you enough to understand the main arc, the main story plot.
That's fine.
But that's only like the last 20 minutes of the movie. There's several other story arcs that like Chinese Mafia. I'm sure there's more about the Chinese Mafia that we didn't understand. I'm like, why is this guy with the Chinese Mafia? I'm sure they tell you in the first three movies, but for me, I'm like, okay, Chinese Mafia, sure, and then they don't
embellish it. How do we even know if this character is in the first three movies or not?
I don't.
He's probably not. I would be surprised if he was.
But I'm sure
maybe in the beginning he'll be in there as a younger version. By the way, that guy, what was his name, Inishi? He was like the coolest fucking character in the whole movie. By the way,
I like the ninja girl. I don't know. She had a small part, but cool. I mean.
What did you think about his tiny little sunglasses? It kind of triggered me. Like, it's not going to cover most of your eyes, bro. Come on.
It's aesthetics. You're not even using it's aesthetics. Most of
your eyes. It is.
Like,
he was changing robes all the fucking time. He looked fucking awesome. All I know is, like, everything felt like how an anime should. Like, you know when Kenshin was in that one fight scene with all the swordsmen? And he was, like, wall running and using his leg strength to propel himself forward instead of, you know, taking the stairs like a normal person. I feel like you don't watch enough
Chinese fight movies, because that was like, I was like,
the Wuxia movies?
Chinese.
They're fucking awesome.
I know. It reminded me a lot of
Wuxia. I don't know how to pronounce
Wuxia.
I watch a lot of Kung Fu movies, for sure.
Like the Chinese ones where I swear to God, every Chinese fight movies in the 90s, cool. They all fly. They all know how to fly just by waving their legs back and forth.
Yeah, they believe that's called Wuxia.
But, like, that's basically taking...
Wuxia, I don't know how they pronounce
that. It's basically taking from that style of movie where, you know, like, that type of fighting genre. It's a shonen. No, I know it's a shonen, but I'm just saying that's the type of fighting style they're using is the old, like the 90s Chinese kung fu. I don't know if you would call it kung fu. Probably not.
You saw Flying Tiger, Hidden Dragon, or whatever it was called? That's a cool movie.
I would not that one. Maybe
Kung Fu Hustle was dope as
which
well.
Which one was the one that got really popular? The Chinese movie that got really popular in the United States. House of Flying Daggers.
That was good.
Yeah, not Chinese, like not Jackie Chan. He's just regular fighting.
It's just regular fighting. Primarily Chinese though.
I know he's Chinese, but I'm comparing it to the fighting style. It's like the old like Chinese movies, fighting styles where they're flying like, all over the place.
We're boxers. Like, we're the last person that should comment on fighting styles.
No. But I'm like, movie-wise, it's like 90s.
Did you ever watch the Jet Li movies growing up?
Dude, I watched a lot of, like, Chinese fighting movies. Like, they aired it all the time.
It was just, that's all that was on TV on at least Channel 20, right?
I was in Asia at that time. So I had different movie selections than you did.
You got your street cred, I see.
Yeah, so I've seen a lot of those.
You wouldn't appreciate martial arts movies like I do.
Like, as a kid, I really enjoyed those type of movies because I'm comparing it to those.
Romeo Must Die and stuff like that.
Like where people...
He's from Singapore too, apparently.
Yeah, I'm saying like that. It's the type of fighting style where the movement is like very fluid and they fly all over the place. It's not like the hard kung fu style like Jackie Chan where there's no wire attached or anything. It's just straight up fighting. But in this movie,
if anything, it reminded me more of a Bollywood fight than a martial arts wheels. That's kind of silly.
No. You're kind of right. Bollywood kind of follows like the old 90s Chinese fighting style too, where they're all over the place. They'll fly from one place to another. They'll do that in like those old types of movies where they'll kick their legs back and forth, and then they'll be on top of a building where they'll fly all over the place. And
for those Asian movies, did it look forceful or did it look elegant?
It depends on the movie. There's some where they're like, I think in House of Flying Daggers, like I remember they're like fighting on top of water and they'll jump across water or something like that.
Yeah.
And some are elegant, some are like very forced where they'll like kick up and down really fast, like you're swimming in air to make yourself go up. So
yeah, but when Kenshin kicked the wall, it was just like a kick. Like he pushed.
No, but there are some scenes.
It wasn't anything elegant or like.
There are some scenes where he's flying across the screen, like where he's defying gravity. That's what I'm saying, like
because he's a shonen hero. Yeah,
but that's they're true. Taking that type of fighting style from old Chinese movies, like the 90s Chinese movies, like because I've seen that.
Kenshin
film.
Is fucking old, dude.
I know it's old.
Kenshin is from the 90s.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like they're taking that type of. I guess because I don't know why they do it, but I really enjoy that fighting style where they're flying across the screen and stuff like that. I know it's not realistic, it's nice. and it's physics breaking, but it's very eye candy. That's why I enjoyed it so much as a kid. It's like
it's from 94.
It's like what do you call it? Like Power Rangers or whatever. Like the fights are unrealistic, but you know it's because it's flashy and there's a lot of sparks. Like when you hit someone with a knife, there's no sparks coming out of you, right? There's no sparks.
Yeah.
Like I think that's why it appeals to kids. Like, oh, if I hit someone with a sword, sparks is going to come out of them. And if I do a cool pose, I'm going to have rainbow colored explosions behind me. That I think that's what appeals to people. But I'm saying that.
By the way, that chaos, didn't you mention to me that a certain actor blew out the microphone in the middle of all that chaos?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, I think it was like an hour 30 or whatever.
Hour 35 seconds, karate guy, right? Cigar.
I don't like that guy at all. I guess I'm supposed to like him because of the first three movies.
Nah, but he was all right. He felt different from the anime because they never show you like how he gets his final form in the anime.
I watched maybe six episodes of Rurouni Kenshin, like the first six episodes.
Yeah, it was worth it. All I wanted to hear was a third by Siam Shade, I didn't hear it.
Like they never licensed the music.
No, they won't relicense.
Like
the music.
If they were gonna relicense the song, I would have liked Samurai Heart.
All of them were
Samurai
amazing.
Heart was the best, honestly, the best song from Rurouni Kenshin.
Honestly, the only time it mattered for any movie ever to license an old song is the Power Rangers movie licensing the old song.
Wasn't the remix really bad though?
Yeah,
they did hard metal cover, which
something's better than nothing.
I mean, it's all right. They did a hard metal cover. I'm like, if you're gonna do the original, don't do hard metal cover. I'm like, eh. I understand that the Power Rangers movie wanted to be like, you know, very metal, you know, like very hard, but no, it's
very 90s.
Not 90s.
90s brought to the millennium.
Yeah, that like they're whatever. Trying to drag something that should have been more iconic. Like I understand that the original suits don't make no sense because they're all spandex and the movie is all hard cased armor or whatever, but I don't know. I guess it appeals to some people, it didn't to most.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was
like and you know, like makeup wise, I feel like everyone was too damn shiny in the Rurouni Kenshin movie.
I felt like Kenshin's scar was a little bit too clean. There should have been a little bit more fibrousness, do you think?
No, it's because...
he never had any texture to it on his face.
Keep in mind, his sword is like
anime
hella sharp.
Or manga.
His sword...
That's true.
Yeah, and so that...
It wasn't his sword that made those cuts on his face, though. It was the small... Was it... What are those small katanas called? You know, whatever. It was...
Anto?
His spouse's... Yeah, something like that. So
But the way he got it, though, wasn't forceful. It was like gently put there.
Yeah, but the first one, though, was like just a quick cut. It's a katana. They cut clean.
Exactly. They cut, so that's why...
I can understand
Thing where it's like, it's too clean, but that's makeup. That's what it is. Like, you're never going to have like a good-looking scar. It's very iffy.
Goddamn. By the way, goddamn. I can't stop. I rewatched the the balloon bombing of the city like 3 times. Like, these are some of the most elaborate scenes, like fight scenes, bombing scenes, pure chaos.
I couldn't tell if they were using CGI fire or real fire.
It was probably CGI.
It looked like real fire, though.
It could have been mixed. I don't know. Whoever the hell rigged this up, it did an amazing job.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like the art production side of this movie, like, spot on, 10 out of 10. One of the best I've ever seen. Makeup-wise, I feel like everyone was too damn shiny for a samurai movie. Like, did you feel like their face were, like, all too shiny?
I mean, they're going to be, like, kind of sweaty all the time, right? Glistening
No. There's a difference between glistening bodies and just being like you know what, like when bald people like buff their head. Yeah. That's what it looks like.
I mean, wax exists at the time. I don't. Who's to say that they didn't wax their face for aesthetics?
But everyone, like when they were showing the dojo scene with all the people training. Everyone had like hella.
Oh, the little kid?
Like, not just the little kid, like, everyone in the dojo had like hella shiny face, and I'm like, God, that's. I don't know. Like, shouldn't they be
more green? There's gonna be sweating some.
No, you can tell between sweat. I would understand. You can tell between sweat shine and makeup shine, and that was hella makeup shine.
If anything, they were too clean.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it should be a little bit rougher, like, maybe some that's dirt true. On the face or whatever.
Because they didn't have any, like, I doubt they had powered plumbing back then, right? Was something that came along in the 30s or something like that?
They had cannons for hand. I'm sure they had plumbing.
Yeah. Freaking Barrett from Final Fantasy with this cameo.
Also, that was probably the worst fight ever.
That guy was awesome.
He was cool. That was a horrible fight, though.
The gun thing?
Out of all the fights, that one was kind of lame.
I enjoyed it.
It was lame.
The dude with the... that was just randomly throwing dynamite into people's homes. That was so fucked. I was like, oh my God.
Okay, so bastard. I just want to say that dynamite wise, that's the longest ass fucking fuse I've ever seen on a dynamite.
Movie fuse.
Exactly.
Nah, dude. There have been longer ones.
No, I'm just saying for that to burn all the way through, that's like 30 seconds. So either he's helping people leave their house. Like, honestly, if that was thrown
at me... they throw it back at
him? Exactly, if that was thrown at me, I could literally pick it up and throw it back.
Can you put those out with your fingers?
What?
Can you put those fuses out with your fingers or no?
I don't think so. Because those fuses, once you light them, you can dunk them in water and they'll still light.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, because those type of fuses, like, do you know how gunpowder works?
Not really, I'm not a scientist.
You don't need a science degree to... I'm just asking because... Did you know you can shoot a gun in space?
It's because it's a closed system?
Yeah, it is a closed system because the gunpowder makes its own oxygen.
Mm.
So I think that's basically the science behind those types of wicks is that once you light them, you either need to cut them off or I think you can put it out with your fingers if you like snuff it really hard. You know?
Probably, yeah. I just thought about that because you know how in cartoons where they would snuff it with their finger and it would relight? That was just a random thought I had that came across.
I mean, I think that could technically happen if you don't snuff it all the way.
Probably.
Yeah, but I several moves where you can light dynamite and then throw it in water and it will still explode. That's totally true because those things will keep, like, water will not put that out. Like, I think you'd need to do it forcefully or just cut off the wick. One of those.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that the wick was so long, you could literally just pick it up and throw it back at the guy.
Yeah, dude, it'd come out free with its dog. Because you killed his dog. I was trying to do a John Wick thing, but I lost it entirely.
I understand. Like, I feel like you... Like...
You can enjoy it, right? Just as a movie. I'll make some concessions, right? You would... absolutely enjoy it more, like you would appreciate more of the world if you had watched the previous movies, but as I watched it, I would honestly rate it like an 8.5 or a 9 out of 10.
If I understood the first 3 movies, I'd probably give it a 9 too, right? Because aesthetically it looked really nice and I'm sure it had great story, but just watching the last movie by itself with no context, right, I'd give it like a 5 because I didn't understand a damn thing. Like, I honestly know.
I think for Rurouni Kenshin, this movie was more for the fans than
it definitely is for the fans. Like, this is 100% for the source
material.
Exactly. Like, there's this part where the girl was mad at him and they had like a white like a Western wedding, and that scene made no sense to me whatsoever. Like, well, okay, they're having a Western wedding. I'm sure in the first three movies, I think Japan is being Westernized, and that's where we get all these Western traditions coming into Japan, and that would probably. See, this is just me inferring what the first three movies are about, but I'm guessing by just what...
That's fine.
By what they're doing in the last movie is what's happening in the first three movies is that Japan is being Westernized. I think...
Well, either way, at that period, they were... Japan was being heavily... what's the
Westernized?
Word? Not Westernized, but like... Well, obviously, Japan's taken stuff from German and China and other countries in the history... by use of their language, but I'm talking about when gunpowder was first introduced. That was a big impact on their culture, especially for war.
Oh, yeah.
That was like the period that samurai were dying out, right?
Actually, no, not really, because I don't remember exactly.
And this is me from my, like, from my limited knowledge. Best high school
but they don't knowledge teach you of Japanese. What I remember. They don't teach you Japanese
history. When you're a weeb, you make a way to learn through Wikipedia.
I think what happened was that with the introduction of gunpowder, samurai stopped using swords. They still carried swords for, what do you call it? Hierarchy or?
Tale as old as time, guns beat everything.
Yeah, I guess. But what were the swords? What was it called when, like, rank? I guess you still carry the sword for the rank. But basically, the
for ceremonial reasons. Yeah, just like how men carried muskets in
basically.
America and stuff like that. But they still had the knife.
The bayonet.
The Bowie knife.
I mean, I think those are still useful for, like, cutting out, I don't know, bandages and stuff like that.
Bayonet's always useful, right? You need to eat a mango, you need to open a box.
Basically.
Just grab your gun bayonet.
but
not that they have those here.
But in the Western era, I think what happened was that basically the shogun had just bought a bunch of guns and then armed all his samurais with gun. And whoever had more guns took over more of Japan. That's what happened.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
But
it was a huge blow to people in actual history when the guns were introduced. That was like upper hand. Yeah.
But like my final thoughts purely for the movie though was that if you're a cunt, like if you love Ryona Kenshin, don't watch the last movie.
A cunt?
a connoisseur of Ryona Kenshin.
Okay. Yeah. A little Freudian slipping.
don't watch the last movie. Watch it the way the director wanted you to watch it in the series. If you've never seen Ryona Kenshin before, and you want to watch the last movie, you can, but you're not going to get a majority of the story. Yes, the art production on this movie is one of the best I've probably ever seen. But keep in mind that you're not going to understand. You're going to go in, and there's a lot of stuff you won't understand. But, like, the fight scenes are cool, and you'll get the main story arc about him wanting to, like, avenge his sister. Okay, you'll understand that, but there's a lot of stuff you won't understand, you won't get. Like, that's just coming from me when I watched it. I didn't understand a lot of this stuff. And James over here is just saying, you don't need the story. You just watch it for the action.
I'll all of my feelings aside, I'll throw them in the garbage. Just out of spite, I'll recommend you watch it. I also wanted to know, what did you think about that freaking Captain Jack Sparrow-looking guy?
Oh, which one?
He was the one that was a turncoat that was talking with the police. And, like, remember that scene where he bit off his glove to shake the guy's hand? That guy is hilarious.
He didn't remind me of Jack Sparrow. He reminded me of...
He did. He really did. It was probably because of the eye makeup. And he's like, maybe Jack Sparrow's cousin.
I can see that. Like I can see that.
That dude, I was like, what the fuck is this guy's deal? If anything, the final movies made me want to watch the original ones, and I'm probably gonna rewatch this one because I rewatched half of it last night.
We're gonna come back in, I don't know, let's say a couple of weeks, right after you finish watching all three. I'm like, man, I missed out on so much of whatever. Like, I see movie four in a new light now that I watched the first three movies.
That's what I'm saying. You can watch it, then rewatch the first one.
But look, I'm saving you 2 hours of not having to rewatch the last movie. Just watch the first. Like,
it's very rewatchable. This movie is absolutely rewatchable.
Not everyone has like that much time on their hands though, because these are long movies.
Yeah,
I'm saying like
it's worth it though.
I'm saying like, you know, save yourself 2 hours and just watch, because I could consent to your ideals if the first three movies weren't that good. Like,
by all accounts I've heard from people, they've considered them, they held them in good regard.
That's what I'm saying. They're, you know, the movie one, like just like John Wick, if John Wick one wasn't as good, honestly, John Wick one was probably the best in the series. And
like, if for some reason you can't watch the first three movies, you could just watch this one alone. That's why I would say ideally watch the first ones. I only watched the fourth one because that's all they have on Netflix. They don't have anything else until what, at the end of the month we get The Beginning.
I guess I don't know how that all plays out. It's
that's the only reason I watched this one. That was just fine.
It was so random. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then in regards to what was it? Man, now I'm all like mixed up because I don't remember what I was about to say.
Good. You don't deserve to with your opinion.
I want to hear people's comment. Like down below, legit down below. Like give me some legit opinions on what you guys think, because I want to know if you've seen all four movies coming up to the final. Would you actually recommend someone just start watching the final and skip the first three?
Yeah, but remember, that's an opinion. Everybody has
exactly, and I want to hear multiple people's opinion.
That's fair.
Yeah. I want to see who's more correct. I want to see whose opinion is more correct, yours or mine.
All right. Yeah. But if my opinion's more correct, you're going to have to watch a Precure.
I mean, I'll watch I've seen Precure seasons before. I don't mind watching that. We'll
have to do it for an episode,
if,
I guess.
If my opinion is correct, we will sit down and watch all three seasons of
I was just like say for like a 12-month or something. I'm not agreeing to like a 60-episode marathon. We will watch all three marathon
seasons of Chihaya Furu.
Oh, Lord. Why you put this on me?
When will you learn your actions have consequences?
Man judges and reviews anime.
When will you learn?
Dude, the throat when he choked when he was choking the girl after kidnapping her and he threw up, I was like, okay, that's a little bit over dramatic. But honestly, that probably happened in real life. You'd be sick to your stomach trying to murder somebody for no reason like that. If they remind you of somebody else, like your sister, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, did you think the acting was good?
It felt like an anime, for sure.
Like, from one...
It was a little bit over dramatic.
Right? It didn't anything. Feel like...
Kenshin was just like, oh, he's chill as fuck. Kind of boring. That's why I cared more about the bad guy, because he showed more emotion. You know, of course,
but Kenshin is Kenshin. That's how he should act, right?
Kenshin's Kenshin. Yeah. Exactly.
I don't know. On one side, I felt the acting was kind of, I guess, on the tier of anime acting.
It was good and cheesy, and that's all I wanted from it.
I mean, I don't remember the original anime, so I don't know how they should be acting.
It doesn't have to, this wasn't a one-to-one of the original series, by the way. This deviated a little bit.
Yeah, because they cut out... Well, how many episodes was the original series? Like, over 50 or something?
Yeah. It was like 90 or something like that. It finished, and then they had some random arcs or something like that.
Yeah, I remember it was very long. I only watched, like, the first 6 or something episodes, because that's really all they had.
I cared about were just the bandaged man and the where he goes blind. Those were the two cool ones that I cared about. The rest, you know, whatever.
I mean, they probably didn't even have it at that time, but yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. All right, any final partaking words before we end this podcast?
You know, just watch it without watching the first three. Watch it however you want. If you want to watch it in order, do that. You'll most likely appreciate the smaller stuff, like characters just in passing. Obviously, there's a big cast of bad guys and good guys that, you know, like the bandaged man made an appearance. I don't remember what his name was, but you'd appreciate his appearance more. He's like an Easter egg, if anything. He was barely on screen for like a few seconds.
For me, my final parting words is that I would like to pre-apologize to everyone for James' hot take on this anime.
No.
Because he has horrible opinions, and you should listen to him.
I'm gonna die 100 years old. My last words are gonna be like, just watch the third movie first.
if you listen to the previous podcast and you remember that his recommendation anime was also really shit.
Which one?
What was that?
Nah, you don't remember.
What was that game? The one where he goes into a
real dive.
Yeah, real dive. That was horrible recommendation. It was
a funny filler.
It was definitely a filler
in comparison to the other.
I called it a filler too. Watch it. I remember like, oh, I'm gonna drop it because it's a filler. And I remember you said, what, you're gonna drop it?
I didn't take into account to your schedule. That's all.
No. I remember you saying like, what, you're gonna drop it? Like, what do you mean?
I dropped like nothing that season. I watched almost
But when I said I was gonna drop it, and you're like, why are you gonna drop it? And I was like, because it's a filler. And you're like, oh, I definitely don't recommend it. This is not a filler. This is a full fledged on anime. It's a filler. It's 100% a filler.
That was like in what?
I knew it was a filler in the first three episodes. I knew it was a filler.
Trust, watch your anime at your own discretion, is what I'll say to that.
I don't know.
You're gonna be like 60 years old, and you're gonna call me up and be like, oh, this fucking real dive anime.
Like, after your death, and your tombstone's gonna be like, just go ahead and watch the fourth movie. I'm gonna build a huge ass mausoleum behind your tombstone, It's gonna have an arrow pointing downwards. It's like the guy that's always wrong. Don't listen to him.
I'll hold you there. I'll haunt you if you don't do it.
You're gonna haunt me like the fourth. You just watched the fourth episode in the series. Woo!
Fuck
the first three movies. They're garbage anyways. Woo!
Yeah, pretty much.
I can see how that is. All right. Thanks for listening to our horrible Ryori Kitchen. Like, we didn't even talk about the anime. We spit trash at each other.
We don't need to. Yeah. We just wanted to watch the movie. That's all.
Yeah. All right. We'll catch you guys later. Bye.